Chapter 12, urging increasing in good actions in the latter part of life. Allah the Exalted says in the Quran,
أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
Did we not give you lives long enough so that whosoever would receive admonition could receive it, and the warner came to you?
Ibn Abbas and others said that long enough in the verse means 60 years. The hadith which follows supports this. Others said it means 18 years. Al-Hasan al-Basri, al-Kalbi, and Masruq said it means 40 years. It has also been reported by Ibn Abbas and others that whenever the people of Medina turned 40 years of age, they would devote themselves completely to worship. Long enough in the verse has also been interpreted to mean the age of puberty. Ibn Abbas and the majority of Muslim scholars said that the warner in the verse refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ikrimah ibn Umayyah and others interpreted this word as the grayness or whiteness of hair. Allah knows best.
112.
Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah excuses and grants forgiveness to a person until he attains the age of 60 years. Collected by Al-Bukhari.
Commentary. This hadith makes it evident that Allah does not punish any individual or nation without warning them first. The second point is that a person who is given 60 years of life and yet he neglects the obligations of faith will have no excuse. Thirdly, after the age of 60 years, one must not neglect his religious obligations because then one is closer to death. Although one may die even at a young age, in youth, one is still hopeful of life. After crossing the age of 60, to hope for longer age while leading a sinful life and defying divine injunctions constitute a disastrous conduct. May Allah save us from doing so.
113.
Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, Omar used to make me sit with the noble elderly men who had participated in the Battle of Badr. Some of them disliked it and said to Omar, why do you bring this boy to sit with us when we have sons like him? Omar replied, because of the status he has, which you already know about. One day, Omar called me and seated me in the gathering of those people. And I think that he called me just to show them of my religious knowledge. Omar then questioned them in my presence. How do you interpret the ayah of Allah? When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest. Someone said that when Allah's help and the conquest, meaning of Mecca, came to us, we were called upon to celebrate the praise of Allah and ask for His forgiveness. Some others remained silent and did not utter a word. Thereupon, Omar asked me, Ibn Abbas, do you say the same? I replied, no. He said, what do you say then? I replied, that is the sign of the Prophet's death about which he had been informed. Allah the Exalted says, when there comes the help of Allah and the conquest, so declare the remoteness of your Lord from every imperfection and ask for His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. On that, Omar radiyallahu anhu said, I do not know anything about it other than what you have said. Collected by Al-Bukhari.
Commentary. 1. This value of man does not go with the length of age, but with that of intellect, intelligence, knowledge, and consciousness. For this reason, a young boy can have precedence and preference over the elders due to his clear understanding and best knowledge. 2. When a person gets closer to death, he must devote himself more and more to the praise and glorification of Allah and beg pardon from him.
114.
Aisha radiyallahu anha said, after the revelation of the surah, when the help of Allah comes to you and the conquest, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite in every prayer, far removed you are from every imperfection, our Lord, and all praise is for you. Forgive me, O Allah. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. While another narration is, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited frequently in bowing and prostration, far removed you are from every imperfection, our Lord, and all praise is for you. Forgive me, O Allah. He elucidated that it has been commanded in the noble Quran to recite, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask for his forgiveness. Verily, he is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. And he, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, acted upon it. According to the narration in Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam frequently recited these words just before he passed away. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, far removed you are from every imperfection, our Lord, and all praise is for you. I seek your forgiveness and I repent to you. I, meaning Aisha, asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what are these new words which I hear from you repeatedly? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, a sign has been appointed for me relating to my people that I should repeat these words at the sight of that sign. Then he recited Surah An-Nasr. Another narration in Muslim related from Aisha radiyallahu anha is, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam often recited, glory be to Allah and praise be to Him. I seek forgiveness of Allah and turn to Him in repentance. I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I hear you recite frequently, O Allah, you are free from every imperfection, our Lord, and all praise is for you. I seek forgiveness of Allah and turn to Him in repentance. He replied, my Lord has informed me that I would soon see a sign regarding my people. Whenever I see it, I repeat this statement more often. Now I have witnessed the sign. The revelation of Surah An-Nasr and the victory is the conquest of Mecca. When there comes the help of Allah and the conquest, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Lord and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives.
Commentary. 1. Acceptance and approval of reciting the words, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma ighfir li, in ruku' and sujood, respectively, instead of the words, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim and Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. 2. One must express his gratitude to Allah whenever he receives a blessing from Him.
115.
Anas radiyallahu anhu said, Allah, the Lord of honor and glory, sent revelation to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, more frequently before his death than at any other time. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim.
Commentary. During the last days of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the abundance of wahi or revelation was an indication that he was about to leave this world.
116.
Jabir radiyallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, everyone will be raised in the condition in which he dies. Collected by Muslim.
Commentary. This hadith has a meaning similar to the one quoted at another place, which signifies that if a person dies performing good deeds, he will have a good end. And the one who dies in misdeeds, he will come to a bad end. It is therefore necessary that one should always avoid disobedience of divine injunctions, especially in old age and illness, because one may fall into the clutches of death at any time.